Good morning. Welcome to the July 28th meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. I see a full house here today. We have a pretty long and pretty involved agenda here today. If there's a matter on the agenda that you'd like to address the commission on, there will be an opportunity. If there's something that you wish to speak to the commission about that's not on the agenda, we have a public comment period that'll open around the lunch hour before and after. I'd also like to welcome our new members here today. Mr. Wayne France on the far end here, Mr. Ed Tankard, and Mr. J.J. Minor on the far end as well. It's good to have you all aboard here.
Thank you.
Start the meeting here with an invocation by Mr. Tankard, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. Tony Watkinson. All rise.
Let us pray. On this beautiful summer day, let us be thankful for our many blessings, particularly those that include the natural resources that we are committed to protect. We ask that these proceedings are conducted in a fashion according to our laws and your wishes, that all are created equal in your eyes. For this we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please raise the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we move into the agenda here this morning, here is Chief O'Reilly around. Chief, would you please come forward here? I believe you have a staff announcement to make.
I do, and it's my pleasure to call Mr. Joseph Griff. May be my last opportunity to give you some direction like that. And a week and a half is not enough time. This man is leaving us. He spent 9 years with us, and I wish it could be a lot more, but opportunity knocks. And Joe is heading off to the city of Newport News. Joe's done some tremendous things for the agency and for fisheries management. He has really helped all along the way. Joe started in 2006. He became the head of the Plans and Statistics Department. He streamlined that operation. The professionalism increased noticeably. That is our largest department with 13 personnel. Joe moved on in 2007 to spearhead all the efforts along with a former commission member, Rick Robbins, and former Chief of Fisheries, Jack Travelstead, to design and help implement our regulations for blue line tilefish and grouper. Where did that end? That ended about 4 weeks ago with the National Marine Fisheries Service essentially taking our lead and implementing a needed conservation measure to reduce the harvest both commercially and recreational blue line tilefish in the entire mid-Atlantic. A monumental achievement for Joe, but he didn't stop there. Joe and I had a lot of sessions over blue crab over the years. Joe really took the lead on designing the first ever bushel limits. Now, we did have a 51 bushel limit for the spring that goes way back into the 80s, but essentially that was a promise maybe to the fishermen that maybe they could get 51 bushels occasionally. Joe developed practical bushel limits for 2013, came back in 2014, they were revamped, and right now we have those bushel limits, and many harvesters are appreciative of those bushel limits. The most important thing, they give this commission the ability to adjust both positive and when needed in a conservative manner, which we never had before. So blue crab management can thank Joe, who's also been the chair of the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee for about 2.5 years. And that's been I've heard nothing but good things about Joe there. So when I say don't ain't so Joe, yeah. I'm afraid it's not going to work. Joe is going to leave, and once again, I'm going to miss him, as everyone can imagine, and I hope him the best, and I hope you will, too. So thank you.
You know, I'm not usually speechless in front of this commission, but I appreciate that very much from the heart. Probably right now about the color of my tie, I imagine. I will say it's been a good run, good 9 years here. I came on board here from ASMSC and before that North Carolina Marine Fisheries and Duke Energy. VMRC is a wonderful place. It's got a wonderful staff. I'm very proud of the staff that we have. A lot of the members of Plans and Stats that are there today, I helped hire. The ones who remain were my right and left arms when I arrived here. And Cimino and Iverson and the rest, I just think the world of them. I've gotten to work with Rob now the whole 9 years. He was, as senior manager, he was my deputy chief, and then when he rose to chief, I was his deputy. And I have learned huge amounts of things from this man for management and on many other things. And I've learned a lot from this commission. So I'm very appreciative of the accolades, and I just tried to do a good job at the end of the day. And I think everyone who knows me knows that was always my driving force. I just wanted to do a good job. So I won't be far away. In fact, I think Habitat Division knows they're probably going to end up having to work with me from the city. So they've already promised me a hard time. But it'll be good. So I'll actually possibly appear back before the commission in a different capacity. And I look forward to that. So y'all are a great group, and I've really benefited from being here. So thank you.
Thank you for your service, Mr. Wilson. Chief O'Reilly, are there any changes to the agenda?
No, sir.
Mr. Watkinson?
No, sir.
All right. We have the agenda before you here. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The agenda is approved.